Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Gosh, I can just, hello everybody, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I thought he was talking over here this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Goodness gracious, days are slipping by here. Daylight savings time, and I'm looking out here at the dark. I cannot wait. We made jokes about this as we were getting into the fall about, oh, it's going to be dark probably in the next week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get rid of the dark. Daylight savings time begins Sunday the 9th. We're about 34 days out. Spring officially arrives 45 days, March 20th. I am ready, totally ready for the...
Me too.
For this just to get back into its regular normality.
Yeah.
Warm temps, things like that. Stocks ending down today. Amid fears of President Trump's tariffs, and let me add on to this, we received this just before we came on, this report.
Right.
So it does not include the fact that tariffs have been put on hiatus in both Mexico and Canada.
Right.
30 days to work out a solution here. Hillary Barsky has more.
A volatile trading session with the major averages ending lower but pairing from earlier bigger losses following news that President Trump delayed new tariffs on Mexico for a month to allow for negotiations. However, tariffs on Canada and China are still on the table for now. Tech was the worst performer with Apple, Tesla, and Nvidia leading the charge while healthcare and consumer staples advanced. Shares of Tesla fell 5%. The EV maker assembles all of its vehicles for the U.S. market in the country, but 15% of the parts for the Model Y are sold in the U.S. but come from Mexico. The Dow falling 123 points, the Nasdaq lower by 235, S&P 500 down 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:13 here. One of our top stories as well. President Trump says Elon Musk needs the White House's approval first before taking any action. He told reporters in the Oval Office that the tech billionaire is only allowed to fire people that he thinks are no good. If we agree with him, and it's only if we agree with him. He stressed it just like that. Trump was pressed on why the Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency demanded access to payment systems that officials use to release funds.
Okay, I'll turn the ship a little bit lighter here. Life is about to improve on Pensacola Beach. Scabby officials are rehabilitating the south end of the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. The project includes structural components to the pier, adding ADA-compliant features, pier deck lighting, and informational signage. This sounds like some good stuff. Parking improvements and restoration of the boardwalk trail on Pensacola Beach to the fishing pier is also planned. So a lot of interesting things coming just in time for our tourists to come visit our beaches. Spring break coming up pretty soon.
Right.
It'll all be ready to go. Ready for it.
Very nice. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here around this time every afternoon, we see a lot of our congestion issues clear out. That appears to be the case now. Not much holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, we're sitting in low 60s, 61 to be exact, low of 54 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 57, so pretty similar to today.
Okay, thinking about maybe buying that or selling that home, here's maybe. Your mortgage rates holding steady today. Home buyers and home sellers watching those numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed mortgage 7.05%. The average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.46%. Yeah.
Let that sink in.
There you go.
We were touching on this earlier this afternoon. Yesterday was Groundhog Day, and there were mixed verdicts from the various rodent prognosticators around the country. But our local weather predictor at the Gulf Breeze Zoo, Kenya the Giraffe, predicted an early spring and that the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl this upcoming Sunday. I am about as thrilled about that as you would expect.
I was pretty excited about it.
About the Chiefs being predicted to win?
No, about Kenya.
No. That's one thing.
Okay, more of President Trump's nominees have important votes scheduled. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard Tuesday. Gabbard will need to pass out of committee before she can go before the full Senate. Gabbard is among some of President Trump's most contentious nominees that include Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr., whose nomination will also be voted on before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday. 9 Republicans and 8 Democrats sit on the Senate Intelligence Committee, meaning Gabbard can't afford to lose any Republican vote to make it out of committee. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And just looking a bit more broadly at the Sunshine State as a whole, Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to call their lawmakers to complain about their newly passed immigration bill, which gives some of his power to the Agriculture Commissioner. DeSantis says the Trump Act undercuts his authority, making it impossible to deliver on President Trump's immigration mandate. He wants to make illegal immigration a state crime, end catch and release, stop illegal immigrants from sending money back to their home country, and prevent them from registering to vote. He's already indicated he will veto the bill.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. I'm glad I'm not in the position of Suni and Butch. Of course, they're the two astronauts at the International Space Station stuck up there for the past 7 months. And get this, they get the message today. You're going to have to stay a little bit longer. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
That sounds terrible.
Well, it must be. Jonathan Seri has more from Atlanta.
It remains unclear whether a social media post from President Trump will speed the return of the Boeing Starliner astronauts from their extended stay in space. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been working aboard the International Space Station as they await the next crew rotation, initially scheduled for this month, but then pushed to spring to allow SpaceX more time to process the new spacecraft that will bring the next group of astronauts to orbit. NASA says it's working with SpaceX to return the Starliner astronauts, quote, as soon as practical, while also preparing for the handover to the next astronaut crew. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
All righty, 618 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, FHP getting ready to take on more responsibility as part of the state's efforts to increase immigration enforcement. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org from Women's Heart Alliance in partnership with Women Heart.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Nice song, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now.
That song is 32 years old.
I was going to say, nice song.
That's crazy.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Well, I told you I watched those cozy networks, the things with all the old shows. Right. And I told you, Laverne and Shirley, they had the weekend. Remember last weekend, it was Happy Days. This weekend, this past weekend, was Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
They do a whole doggone weekend. Wow, back to back to back. I had enough of Squiggy, let me tell you.
All right.
Okay, local realtors are sounding the concern alarm. Florida condo and townhome sales dropping 10.5% in 24. That, by the way, the lowest in 15 years. Experts say the move comes after a hike in special assessments and those pesky monthly fees. Florida realtors confirm there were 94,000 closed sales of existing condo townhouses in 24 compared to 105,000 in 23. The total dollar amount of sales, $44.4 billion, was down 9.1% compared to 23's $48.8 billion. A few bucks there, a difference between the two.
Yeah, that's pocket change to me,
just
for sure.
Just for the B, you know.
Mentioned this before the break.
Many zeros.
Yes, you are correct, sir. The FHP is getting ready to take on more responsibility as part of the state's efforts to increase immigration enforcement. Governor Ron DeSantis talked last week, and we mentioned him talking about it earlier this afternoon, about how the state signed an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security giving troopers authority to exercise immigration power. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles told lawmakers this week that the Highway Patrol needs an additional $30 million each year to increase trooper salaries to ensure that they carry out the additional duties.
Give it to them.
Yeah. If you're going to ask us to do a lot more and enforce a presidential order, it's like, man, come on, pay up.
Okay, more U.S. troops now arriving in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where they're going to staff the facility used to house captured migrants with criminal records. Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
More than 150 U.S. soldiers and Marines have now landed at the U.S. Navy's station at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, joining the service members already stationed there. They'll be guarding the illegal aliens captured by U.S. immigration enforcement. These are expected to be illegal migrants who also committed violent and other crimes. They'll be held at Gitmo until they can be flown back to their country of origin. Homeland Security officials expect to begin housing the migrants there by the end of the month. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 57.
All right, President Trump welcoming the first foreign leader to visit in his second term this week. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump here on Tuesday, marking the first visit from a foreign leader in the president's second term. The meeting between the longtime friends and often political allies comes in the middle of a ceasefire and hostage release agreement between Israel and Hamas. Negotiations on a second phase of that deal are expected to begin this week. President Trump has also said he wants Jordan and Egypt to accept Palestinians displaced from Gaza and ask the governments of both countries have so far said they oppose. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also wanted to touch on this. Nearly a dozen migrants are in custody following a smuggling event in South Florida. Border Patrol's Miami sector says 9 undocumented immigrants from Haiti were found after their boat came ashore near the Juno Beach Pier earlier this morning. One person was discovered inside the vessel while the others were spotted walking through nearby neighborhoods. The incident comes after another potential migrant landing was reported about 2 miles south of Mar-a-Lago, of all places, on Friday.
Okay, big excitement there on NAS Pensacola. The Glenn Miller Orchestra will light up the stage at the NAS Museum Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. The event is open to the public. The orchestra brings its signature jazz sound with a show celebrating the golden age of swing music. I like swing.
Swinging.
I like it. Okay, Panama is now pledging to end a key development deal with China on the Panama Canal following threats made by President Trump, as well as Secretary of State Marco Rubio's visit to the country. Steve Harrigan has more from Panama City, Panama.
We're out here at a regional airport in Panama with the Secretary of State. He has been watching the Panamanian government fly out illegal migrants, a sign of increased cooperation between the U.S. and Panama when it comes to illegal immigration. Now, as far as the big crisis here, who controls the Panama Canal, we are seeing some real movement from Panama on that issue. On the one hand, the government has said here that they are going to audit 2 Chinese-owned corporations that are located on the canal. Also, Panama president said they're going to end participation in a Chinese infrastructure program. Now, is that going to be enough for President Trump? President of Panama says he hopes so.
And Visit Florida using one of its overseas partners to try to boost its tourism numbers. British television personality, Alison Hammond and her son are taking part in a 10-part series with BBC Two, where they will explore the Sunshine State while on a budget. Visit Florida provided more than $30,000 for the project and helped make some accommodations. The organization says travelers from the UK accounted for more than 1.1 million of the state's visitors in 2023. That's higher than the previous year, but still lower than pre-pandemic levels.
Okay, if you got a little bambino running around the house here, you need to listen. Gerber is discontinuing a teething product after a child was sent to the emergency room after using it. Company officials announced the recall of its Soothe and Chew teething sticks. The brand confirms the products posed a potential choking hazard for babies and young children. The products were distributed in 45 states, yes, including Florida.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a shame when it comes to stuff like that, because you got to be really careful, and babies can be reckless with stuff enough as it is when it's safe. I mean, if you got some stuff that's recallable, that's just going to make matters worse.
Anything goes in a baby's mouth.
Let me tell you something. Babies on their own make a parent's hair turn gray enough. Don't add additional concerns.
Be nice. Elon Musk, running the Department of Government Efficiency, has moved to take over the U.S. Agency for International Development. Jill Nato has the details.
Congressional sources confirm for Fox that 50 senior USAID staff were placed on administrative leave. Then all staff was subjected to a gag order as the DOGE team took over the computer systems. That comes after DOGE accessed USAID's classified information. That material is reported to have included intelligence data. President Trump was asked about the situation.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out.
The USAID has been the lead international humanitarian arm of the federal government and doles out funds overseas to help conquer poverty, disease, and other issues. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty, look at that. Just in time for our outro music to kick in before our Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, oh boy, it's been a loaded afternoon when it comes to sports. Following a loaded weekend, we had stuff about jerseys, jersey numbers being retired, and with women's college basketball players, one of which was Caitlin Clark, and I think, what was the other, Asia Wilson, was that
it? Yeah, that's what sure was.
Yeah, and we had some blockbuster trades in the NBA. No, not just the Luka AD one. But yes, quite a loaded slate. Stick around, coming back shortly.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has delayed proposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada for now. Fox's Peter Ducey has the latest from the White House.
The tariffs on Mexico and Canada are just paused. In a month, if they are imposed, Democrats warn prices could go up. The president's team argues that's not as important as stopping fentanyl components.
Trump wants the countries to do more to combat illegal immigration and illicit fentanyl. Democrats are fighting back against President Trump's proposed cuts to the United States Agency for International Development. Fox's Chad Pergam is on Capitol Hill.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar says USAID fed her when she lived in a refugee camp as a child. But Republicans defended efforts to weed out unnecessary spending.
The agency spends billions on foreign aid and humanitarian projects. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump says he's very pleased with the deal struck with Canada to pause tariffs. As part of the agreement, Canada will put 10,000 frontline personnel on the border, appoint a fentanyl czar, and list cartels as terrorists, according to the president in a Truth Social post after speaking with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Meanwhile, President Trump says he also agrees with the Federal Reserve when they left interest rates unchanged last week. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Trump said holding its key borrowing level in a range between 4.25% and 4.5% was the right move for the Fed. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow dropping 122 points, the S&P 500 fell 45, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 235 points. U.S. crude oil futures for March down 1% to above $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Myles Garrett has requested a trade, and right now the Cleveland Browns say they won't entertain trading him. And we all know how this will eventually go. Cleveland will eventually trade away their elite pass rusher this offseason. And teams like the Buffalo Bills, Washington Commanders, Detroit Lions, and yes, even the two teams playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday, in the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles, should all pounce on the opportunity of eventually acquiring Myles Garrett from the Browns. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
We are expecting some snow here later today.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Mayor Reese, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow.
When you need to know.
Scambia County officials are asking residents to be safe during the storm.
So we're asking people stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So I'm hiding what I'm feeling, but I'm tired of holding this inside my head. I
92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Almost sounds a little bit like Carole King, an early Carole King. Who is that?
That is Colby Collette.
Okay.
Something like that.
Nice. I think that's nice. I learned something this afternoon.
Yeah.
She sounds like a real early Carole King, who was a monster in the recording world for... She was primarily 70s, 80s.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
Okay.
I Feel the Earth Move, that woman.
There you go. There you go. 637 News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a great evening. Thanks a lot for bringing us along today. We always enjoy the ride. Here's something to put on that calendar. It's going to slip by if you don't. If you like music, and a lot of music, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest kicking off this spring, April 24th through May 4th. And I say that because hotel rooms will become non-existent, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't jump on this. Spanning the two weekends, there is no shortage of superstar talent. Let me just give you a few here. Foo Fighters, Chris Stapleton, Neil Young, Crazy Horse, The Killers, John Batiste, Queen Latifah, Earth, Wind & Fire, hundreds more. Going on, blah, 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 blah. You can just go on here. But anyway, if you've never been, the old staple for local New Orleanians
is
you meet somebody at the pole. That's what they say. Oh, okay, we'll meet you at the pole.
Well, right.
The pole is in the middle of the race track at the fairgrounds in Gentilly. Now, let me tell you, when you get like 250,000 people there and you tell somebody to meet you at the pole, you might have a little problem. So maybe not use the pole. Hey, here's a better one. Okay, I'll meet you at the gospel tent. That's always a good one. Well, no, forget that one. That's crowded. I'll meet you at the fairgrounds. Good luck. Jazz Fest is always
I was about to say, meet you at the fairground sounds a lot more wholesome than meet you at the pole.
Jazz Fest is always a hoot and always a good time to be had over there. We'll talk some sports real quick. Let me just kind of do a recap.
Yeah, get us kicked off.
If you don't mind, Senior Bowl. We're going to tell you, of course, it was the American team over the national team, 22-19, had a dramatic finish. American team quarterback Seth Hennigan found TCU's Jack Beck for the game-winning touchdown to clinch the victory for the national against the national team. Beck won the Senior Bowl MVP award, finishing with 6 catches for 68 yards and the game's final score. And you have more on that story.
Yeah. He was the one that lost his brother, Tiger, I think his name was,
right,
in the New Year's attack in New Orleans with the whole truck and everything.
Yeah.
So it was very, very heartwarming to see him have that moment. Very happy for him for that.
Very special. Not that it's going to ever replace his brother, but
no.
A nice recognition for that young man. Ice Flyers, Roanoke, split the series 1-1 over the weekend.
Not bad.
Nope, I'll take it. This Friday and Saturday, Pensacola back on home ice against Macon. The mayhem's coming to town. Friday, adult jersey night. Then Saturday, you can join Woody, Buzz, the whole gang for Toy Story jersey night. Puck dropping 7:05 for both of those games this weekend.
Yes, and you know, Chris, right before we went to our Fox News break, I talked about covering these NBA trades once again because it's dominated the headlines these past couple days.
You're right.
And the Luka AD thing, I was talking to our good friend Jeremy, our colleague. We all love Jeremy.
The mastermind.
Well, and I told him, I said, Dallas is treating this like it's a win now move. This is more like a you better win now move. This is like the Mavs saying, okay, bud, Mavs fans are saying you better be seeing something we're not, because this could be infamously one of the worst trades ever if it goes south. I already told you, this is an offensive league. It is repetitively offensive, very one-sided when it comes to how the game is played. Everyone's a shooter now, and if you look at them funny, you get fouled. I was saying that back in hour one. So to give up the future of the league, Luka Doncic, who just got you to a finals, for Anthony Davis, who's a good yet older and more fragile big.
Former New Orleans Pelican.
Right. To take him for defensive prowess, of all things, is just, I don't think that's very good. If anything, this is more of a win now move for the Lakers. They are placed significantly better in the Western Conference standings than the Mavs are today anyway.
Mark Cuban knew better.
Well, and that's the thing. And that, I told you, that is how we know he's no longer in charge, because of course he sold his stake, and if you're like me, you forgot about that. So I was blindsided by this even more, because I was like, this was a Cuban decision? And it's like, no, it wasn't.
No.
And he would have never done this.
Okay, here we are, Washington Commanders. You got to change that name. No, they don't. And in fact, they're not going to change the name. And Jared Max has the explanation for us.
They are the Washington Commanders, and the Commanders they will remain. Josh Harris, owner of the NFL franchise known as the Redskins from 1933 to 2019, said he won't be considering changing the team nickname back to how it used to be. Before the Commanders settled on their current nickname, they were known as the Washington Football Team in the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Then the switch to Commanders. Team owner Josh Harris said Monday, "I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. So we're going with that." Jared Max, Fox News.
Going with something here. Are they getting a new stadium in Washington?
That has been something that has been a discussion matter for them, because I want to say there were talks, and this was before new ownership came in,
right.
But there were talks about Washington, yeah, kind of getting pretty iffy demanding a new stadium.
They need one.
And I think it fell through. But yeah, I want to say it got as bad at one point that there was like a rumor swirling around of like, okay, could they threaten relocation? And, of course, that never happened. But they do need a new stadium. Yes, that much still remains true.
Okay. I hate to... this is a terrible story. And just because it is really a nice... Gabby Thomas is who I'm talking about. Gymnast.
Right.
Gabby Thomas. She is going through a lot right now because of alleged harassers. They follow her to airports. They follow her to appointments. And you know what they're doing? They're trying to get the signatures from her to go out and sell them. On the open market. This is what this is all about. Jared Max comes back and has a report on Gabby.
After three-time U.S. Olympic gold medal track star Gabby Thomas began sharing videos on TikTok January 28th that show glimpses of men she said have been harassing her at airports around the country, the 28-year-old said she's getting law enforcement involved. Thomas said 3 to 6 middle-aged men have been showing up at airports to harass her. They have my flight information, she said. They show up either at the front door of the airport, at the correct concourse, or at my gate. They ask me to sign a bunch of photos, like 40 of them, and they get really aggressive and hostile if I say no. American tennis star Coco Gauff commented, writing, "This happens to me too. Maybe someone at the airports tips them off." Gymnast Simone Biles wrote, "I'm horrified of them. Happens too often. I take pictures of them just in case." Gabby Thomas said videos she's posted have led to the identification of two of these men. Jared Max, Fox News.
As you said, and this goes with athletes, but it goes with all celebrities. Come on, man. Leave these people alone. I mean, there's enough weirdos out there that they got to worry about being of notable... they got notable images, they are recognizable, and they've got people talking to them and asking for photos, taking photos without their consent, so on and so forth. They deal with that every day. Don't be a jerk. Also, wanted to touch on this. Former Baltimore Orioles infielder Rich Dower is dead. The Orioles confirmed his death on Monday. The longtime second and third baseman spent his entire 10-year career with the team. He was a member of the O's World Series Championship team in 1983 and is a member of the franchise's Hall of Fame. He won a second World Series title in 2017 as the Houston Astros' first base coach. He survived an emergency brain surgery on the day of Houston's World Series celebration. He was 72.
All right. It was a night long on performances and short on politics at the Grammys. Michelle Pollino has the story.
In addition to a lot of the work on the ground that will be done here preparing for this event, several of the Homeland Security Department's public awareness campaigns have teamed up with the NFL on this event to make sure that we are letting everybody know what assets we have on the ground, safety and security tips that are available.
And as I was saying, it was a night long on performances and short on politics, it was the Grammys.
The 67th annual Grammy Awards focused on music and raising funds and celebrating the heroes of the Los Angeles wildfires. The show opened with several references to the wildfires and put the spotlight on the city's resiliency. Best pop duo performance went to Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars for their song Die With a Smile, and Gaga took the moment and made it political. The sound courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy.
Trans people are not invisible.
And while accepting the Global Impact Award, Alicia Keys said that DEI is not a threat, it's a gift. This as President Trump rolled back DEI initiatives via executive order. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
What's your saying, Chris? Better late than never?
Yeah, and I also was going to say America voted on it.
6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see how quick I can keep this. Roads are looking clear. Weather 61 degrees, low of 54. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 57.
Okay, New right Orleans back to you. Thank you. New Orleans is increasing security ahead of the big Super Bowl game. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was in New Orleans announcing extra security measures for the game while at a press conference in the Big Easy.
In addition to a lot of the work on the ground that will be done here preparing for this event, several of the Homeland Security Department's public awareness campaigns have teamed up with the NFL on this event to make sure that we are letting everybody know what assets we have on the ground, safety and security tips that are available.
Good to know that everyone's back in order. that's where that clip belonged. All righty, let's see. Moving on here to, what time are we at? 6:46. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision.
Uh-oh.
I'll hit the Wall Street numbers again a couple minutes earlier than I usually do because I'm just a loose cannon. Wall Street closing lower after a volatile start to February. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 122 points to 44,422. The S&P 500 fell 46 points to 59,94. And the NASDAQ dropped 235 points to 19,392.
Okay, Mr. Cannon, Sunday.
I go by both.
There you go. Sunday, Governor DeSantis released his proposed $115.6 billion state budget. This is for 25 and 26. The focus on fiscal responsibility budget is more than $3 billion lower than the current year budget and higher than his own $114.4 billion proposal for 24 and 25. The highlights include new tax relief, exempting ammunition, firearms, and related accessories from the sales tax, and a week-long tool time tax holiday. DeSantis also proposes steep raises for police and firefighters, 20% for entry-level sworn law enforcement officers, 25% for veteran sworn law enforcement officers, and 25% for state firefighters. Pay them up.
Yes, 100%. And there are growing numbers of measles cases in Texas involving people who refuse to be vaccinated. Experts warn that this could quickly get out of hand. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that measles is one of the easiest viruses to spread. And because of that, he says it's the canary in the coal mine of low vaccination rates. The latest outbreak is in Lubbock. Two school-aged children who are unvaccinated tested positive for measles.
Okay, in 18 days, I want you to get ready here. That new mint-flavored treat is coming to a drive-through near you.
Darn tootin'.
Girl Scouts are teaming up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Everybody I tell this to, they go, interesting. The swirl
gum. Interesting.
They all say
now
that.
You got me saying
every one of them. Interesting. Swirl goes on sale February 21st.
All right.
I can't wait. Come on. I'm going to give him another shot because you know how I felt about SpongeBob.
Yeah. They kind of rolled a gutter ball there.
They really did.
With the marketing, as you said.
Yeah, because the product was the same. There was no difference in a Krabby Patty than one of their... What is it? Wendy Juniors or whatever whatever they call it.
Well, that's the thing.
Dave,
it was just
No, that's not right.
It was just a standard burger because...
No packaging.
The most of it is that that's what a Krabby Patty is supposed to be.
And they could have put it inside the Pineapple House. I mean, they could have done something creative.
Yeah, the packaging could have been more creative. And then, of course, we've talked about the Pineapple Frosty. That was all right. We had a texter say that sucked too.
Yeah, but it was... you know what? They're pretty much right. It wasn't that great.
Really?
No, it was inconsistent. It broke down and, the consistency flavor on this thing. But I'm ready. I'm going to give them a shot at this Thin Mint thing. I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, Wendy's, you're on the clock.
I love the Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies. Everybody loves a Thin Mint.
Yeah, everyone loves them. It's a staple. All right, mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour. Jimmy Carter has won a Grammy Award, and you may be thinking.
Good for him.
Isn't he a president, and isn't he in the ground?
He was a former president.
Yes. Well, Carter was nominated in the audiobook, narration, and storytelling recording category. This is the fourth win for the late former president out of 10 nominations. Jason Carter, the late politician's grandson, accepted the award in his place. Carter won for Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. It features recordings of his last Sunday school lessons at his hometown church in Plains, Georgia.
When did he record that? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I'd like to hear about the strongness of his voice. Not that I have heard him recently before he passed. But I'm just wondering if it was a strong voice. It was 20 years ago when he did it. Whatever. I just like to kind of know when that was recorded.
Well, I can tell you when this was recorded recently. Okay. Have you ever heard of the film series Final Destination?
No.
It is. It's one of those film series that has like a cult following. has needlessly gruesome deaths and all that, but it's just...
Now you know.
Yeah. Well, the first trailer is being released for Final Destination Bloodlines. The film comes 14 years after the release of Final Destination 5. The franchise follows young people who get premonitions of deadly events happening to themselves and their friends. Final Destination Bloodlines set to hit theaters on May 16th.
6:52, 8 away from 7, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Elon Musk has set a new daily goal for government spending cuts, saying he thinks Doge can save nearly $4 billion a day. Hillary Vaughn explains from Capitol Hill.
The Department of Government Efficiency is clearly in its disruption era. Elon Musk is not letting time go to waste, getting rid of government waste. Musk says they're shutting down an entire government agency that they say is scamming American taxpayers under the guise of international charity, the U.S. Agency for International Development. On a call with Musk last night, Senator Joni Ernst says her own investigation into USAID found that as much as 50 to 60% of the money was going to anything but direct aid to help people, wining and dining, among other wasteful things. Musk saying that USAID is a rotten apple that's just got to be thrown out.
All righty, 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got another chapter of this whole state v. state drama when it comes to any kind of abortion care. Details on what that latest chapter involves and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Black History Month, dinner with an aria, the new semester of the Atlas Beverage Class, Pensacon at the Fish House, and Naples to Napa food and wine event, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. You've heard about the fight between Governor DeSantis and the legislature over immigration. Well, today I had Alex Andrade on, a state representative, and played DeSantis's comments from Friday's press conference and then let Alex answer so you could really kind of get both sides on this discussion. Also talked a lot about proposals in Santa Rosa County to put in a municipal services benefit unit for stormwater and a tax unit for the sheriff's department, among other things. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, the fine young cannibals.
Wow. Yes. Precisely.
Let me tell you, man.
They're fine, they're young, hopefully not cannibals.
The diversity is amazing in terms of where we go, music-wise.
I just stumble across songs, and I'm like,
it's
hey, if there's cool. No swearing in it,
it's great.
If it's remotely upbeat, we'll slap it in there.
Okay, 6:55, 5 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Justice Department is creating a new task force aimed at combating
anti-Semitism. Okay, well, while he struggles to say that.
Anti-Semitism.
Golly.
Gurnell Scott has more on this one.
The task force, according to a DOJ statement, will span across several agencies and lists as its top priority getting rid of anti-Semitic harassment in schools and on university campuses. Leo Terrell is senior counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. He said this is part of President Trump's pledge to end anti-Semitism in schools. The order the president signed in January calls for executive departments to report on what each agency is doing to fight anti-Semitism and also have agencies identify what the order says are alien students and staff that could be subject to removal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Anti-Semitism.
There you go. There. Yeah, it's like a, it's like when you finish a spelling bee.
Yeah, I was like, anti-Semitism. What is that all about?
Just past 6:55 here, we'll get one.
Got to go check my head in at the latest clinic or something.
One last quick check of the roads and weather here. Roads looking good, 61 degrees, low of 54 this evening. Tomorrow going to be a high of 71, low of 57.
Now it's going to freak me out. You know that. Every time I'm going to do a news story, I'm going to say anti-Semitism. Have to walk through that one. It leaves a kind of a mark on you, you know?
Right.
Okay, health experts giving their advice on how to protect your heart this month. In February, they're talking about. Get it? Heart, February, love, that type of thing.
Sure.
Okay, Cupid, shoot the arrow through the heart. Lisa Brady has the details.
This is House Call for Health. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., but the National Institutes of Health says it can often be prevented with a heart-healthy lifestyle, which can lead to reducing the risk and risk factors. First, be sure to get enough sleep. Adults should be aiming for 7 to 9 hours per night. Also, trying not to exercise 2 to 3 hours before bedtime and avoiding caffeine and nicotine. They also recommend eating better, trying to maintain a healthy weight, choosing healthy snacks. Also, stay hydrated with water as your primary beverage. And one more tip, stop smoking. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, there's a new law in New York State to help further protect doctors from legal trouble for prescribing abortion medication out of the state. Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation today that allows doctors to request pharmacies to put their health practice on the prescription label rather than the doctor's name when prescribing FDA-approved abortion medication. This builds upon previously passed legislation that helps protect New York doctors from states with strict abortion laws that may attempt to impose criminal penalties on New York physicians. Just last week, a jury in Louisiana indicted Dr. Margaret Carpenter for approving abortion medication for a minor in Louisiana.
Okay, 6:58, News Radio, 92.3, anti-Semitism.
But see, now, if anyone just tuned in, they don't know the context of why you're saying
I mispronounced anti-Semitism. Couldn't say the darn word. And, you know, you say these things all the time.
Right.
And as I look at that going, what is that all about? Moving on, OpenAI users took a look at the changes made to the artificial intelligence software happened over the weekend. Eben Brown has the details in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
The battle for dominance in the realm of artificial intelligence continues. OpenAI users have spent the weekend checking out the latest overhaul to its core AI engine called O3 Mini. It is a new reasoning model, according to the Sam Altman company, which is now having it work inside their flagship ChatGPT AI bot and related API service. OpenAI says O3 Mini is 24% faster than its predecessor, and it is expected to provide more accurate answers to queries. Its paying customers will have access to its top computing power, and for the first time, OpenAI is making their new product available to free tier users, though in a limited capacity. The new model for ChatGPT comes as OpenAI's Altman is agreeing to invest many billions in AI data centers in the U.S. at the behest of President Trump, and as China boasts a comparable AI they've named DeepSeek, which they claim costs less to develop. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.